I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And this is your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, first show of 2018. Brand new intro. Good job, guys.
Great job.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. I love it. Love it. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dan Muir.
Really excited about 2018.
Are you?
Really excited, man. Let's do it. You know, with the Trump administration, this economy is just going to take off, and we're all going to be wealthier, and I'm all about being wealthier. Ooh. You know, it's kind of like Live Long and Prosper, kind of like Star Trek.
Which, by the way, our Facebook post over the weekend that your sister put up.
Yeah.
Somebody out there kind of reckoned us to Star Wars. Or I guess it could be Star Trek as well. You have to go check out the post to know what we're talking about. But you and I had a little bit of a glow to us, like we were in outer space or something.
It says right here.
What?
I honestly thought this was a spam from all the Star Trek pages.
There you go.
Over the past half.
Only going where no man has gone before.
Now,
that's
here's
us.
What scares me is I'm wearing a red shirt. Now, in classic Star Trek, you always know what happens to the new guy that wears a red shirt.
He's in trouble. Yeah, he's out of there.
The only one that survived wearing a red shirt was Scotty.
Now, what do I have? Hang on, I got to look at the picture again. Do I have a blue shirt on?
You have a blue shirt.
So I'm okay.
No.
Charlie said at least we're not lesbians. Yes, thank you, there is that.
There is that. That's a good thing.
At least.
However, if we were to identify as women, we would have to be.
Yeah, I suppose.
Seriously.
Got a new heading. I mean, this is awesome. We're looking great. If you haven't been to our Facebook page, you're missing out. You got to go check it out, right?
Absolutely. Rush. Oh, see, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
So today you're wearing the red shirt, though.
In the picture,
you were white.
But I was sitting there going,
We both have white shirts on.
Yeah.
No. Where's your tie, by the way, in that picture?
What tie?
The one you're supposed to be wearing.
Can you believe I got a tie for Christmas?
You did?
I did.
That sucks. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
No, I have
one. Did I say that out loud?
But see, now, John, I have one for next Christmas.
Really?
So I'm ready.
Okay, who thought buying somebody a tie was a good gift, by the way? Just note to everybody listening, it's not. Just saying. It's not. It sucks.
No, that's like the worst.
It's getting socks for Christmas. When you're a kid and you got this, you'd open it up and there'd be a bag of socks. You're like, oh, goody. That's nice.
So
I'll go barefoot.
There's one thing I absolutely...
If I could have something else, I'll go barefoot.
There's one thing I absolutely hate to get for Christmas because I just despise them.
What?
Chocolate-covered cherries.
Oh, I do, too.
Those things are nasty.
I thought that was a good idea, by the way. Let's just dip that cherry in chocolate. Something that's not that great to begin with.
Good cherries.
They use the dry ones off the tree and dip them in chocolate.
So, like, when you make cherry pie, I mean, it's loaded with sugar and all that kind of stuff. Fine. Great, right?
Love tart.
Cherries. Yeah. But those chocolate-covered cherries?
Tart.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
Awful.
Yeah. So, that, by the way,
a couple of gifts
that you just note to self you should not buy. Chocolate-covered cherries, ties, or socks.
Yeah, socks, awful gift.
And underwear, socks and underwear. When you're a kid, you go to grandma's house, you'd open them up, and you're like, well, I'll go buck naked and not wear socks if I can get something else. Like Charlie said, it was embarrassing. What'd you get, Johnny? You'd hold up your underwear. Oh, here we go, right on. Whitey-tighties, good for us.
Thanks for the briefs, Grandma.
That's awesome. Thanks, Grandma. Yeah, I needed those. Why don't you darn up the old ones, and I'll just wear something else. Or give me something else for Christmas instead.
Grandma, why are they colorful? There's a reason for that.
By the way, did your grandmother or mom or anybody ever darn socks, with the light bulb when you were a kid?
The what?
You never darned a sock?
No, this is kind of like flocking a tree.
Charlie, you ever darn a sock? Charlie says his mom did.
I don't even know what that
is. I have myself.
Well, what is it?
Okay, so you take a light bulb, not the incandescent type, by the way, not the spirally type we have today.
Okay, so not
the old regular rounded
incandescent light bulb.
Incandescent light bulb. You know,
100 watt or 60 watt.
Like the heel would wear out on kids' socks typically, because that's the first place the sock wears out, right? They get holes in them, right?
Yeah.
So your mother or grandmother would take a needle and some thread, the color of the sock, by the way, typically speaking. You put the bulb in where that hole is, and it makes that part expand around it, and you sew it up. It's called darning the sock. You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, and the bulb makes a nice little rounded portion like what your heel would be, and you darn it up, and away you go.
Yeah, when we got holes in their socks, Mom just bought us new ones.
Yeah. Not everybody, especially those growing up in the Depression, had that opportunity.
Well, this is true, but I did not grow up in a Depression. I grew up in a house with air conditioning and electricity and, yeah,
and an airplane.
And an airplane.
And an airplane. That's Dan didn't have to darn socks.
No darning socks.
John had a few darn socks as a kid.
However, even though we had all that other stuff, still they could not make winter boots back then. So no. We still had our, you know, the bread bags for the,
right,
the liner.
With two pairs
boots.
Of socks on.
Yeah.
Not to. Darned.
No darned socks.
Now, the worst part about darned socks was actually wearing them inside of your shoe with that little lump on your heel. Right,
Mom,
Charlie?
My foot
Charlie knows what I'm saying. Because you always knew there was a hole there after that. No matter how well they were darned, you just knew it. Yeah, everybody knew that. Yeah, everybody knew you had darned socks on. Because you could see it. Because they were all kind of, you know, pinched. It's like a cut, you know, on your finger when you seal it up with, you know, cat gut, you know, and they stitch it up. It's the same situation. By the way.
Cat gut.
Is it still cat gut?
Where'd you come up with cat gut?
I don't know. Isn't that what they used to, you know, is it? That's what they still use,
hey,
cat
Doc,
gut.
Will you fix me up with some cat gut there? Is that what you say?
Yes. It's what they use for thread to sew up, to sew you up, cat gut. You've never heard it called
no,
that?
No, I've never heard it called
cat gut. Oh, jeez, Dan.
So I've learned two new things already.
2018. We got you dialed in.
Darned
socks and cat gut to sew up your finger when you have a cut.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun year, folks.
It's going to be good.
Oh, my
Stay
word.
Tuned for more information from John Rush.
I had no idea you didn't know
That's
about
great
that.
Trivia
now,
stuff.
In all seriousness, one thing we do want to make a shout out to is all those that were affected by the shooting on New Year's Eve Day. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those that were involved, the family that lost a loved one, a deputy, and then everybody else that was involved, whether you were a homeowner, whether you're one of the other deputies that was shot, and some are still recovering, and our thoughts and prayers go out on that. Mainly because there was basically just a let's just call it what it is, a gay lunatic. Because the guy was gay and he was a lunatic. Right?
Yeah, it's such a tragedy. It's such a tragedy. I was actually out driving around and heard about it.
I watched it early that morning. I saw a tweet go out and I'm like, whoa, what is going on here? And so then I'm like, wow. Because I got up super early that day, so I turned on the TV and started watching it a little bit and then started following things. And when the president of the United States tweets out about it, first of all, attaboy on President Trump for doing so. But when it's that big of a deal, you know it's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
So anyways, yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of them. And Sheriff Spurlock and all those that are involved in that, not a good deal. So they'll be recuperating from that for quite some time. All right, when we come back, Dan, to lighten things up again, I have something that was published in 1950. Tips to look after your husband. So all you ladies out there are going to want to tune in. Cassie George with us. You're going to want to tune in.
Hello.
Tips to
yes,
look
I
after
am.
Your husband. Welcome back, Cassie.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, guys.
Did you have a good vacation?
I did. It was great.
Time away?
It was freezing, but it was great.
Yeah, that's why people are from there.
Exactly. Yep.
You are exactly
I know.
Right.
I was like, guys, why do you live where the air hurts
so
your
why,
face?
So why do they?
I don't know.
I wouldn't live there.
I don't know.
Buttons for punishment.
I mean, I was thinking really, over the though. Weekend here when it was like in the teens, I'm thinking, why do I live here?
Mm-hmm.
Because I kept thinking.
Thank God, even when it gets cold here, the sun is still shining.
Yeah, that's the luxury a lot of other states, especially the Midwest, don't have.
The sun doesn't shine?
Sun doesn't shine. Dan knows this from like January through March.
No, it's done. It's over.
Count on one hand all the times you see the sun.
No question about it. So, Cassie, did John, John brought this article to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come home with a husband?
I didn't.
Oh.
Not yet.
Keyword, yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you when you have one what to do to look after.
Great.
Your husband, okay? We'll go through this in just one moment. U.S. Gold Coins is coming up next. If you're looking for some wealth insurance heading into 2018, and Andy Goss is going to join us a little later, I believe. Is it this week or next?
I think it's next week.
He's going to join us. Once a month, he joins us. And we'll talk about how to stave off inflation, which we know is coming. It'll be coming here in 2018. So the best way to do that is with gold and silver coin. If you've got some gold coin kicking around, you want to know what its value is, they can help you with that. Or if you're looking to buy some, they can do that as well. USGoldCoins, plural, .com. 800-468-2646. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from usgoldcoins.com wants you to consider giving gold and silver coins to your loved ones as gifts this year. Beautiful, authentic, and valuable gold and silver coins really are the perfect gift. It's like giving the people you care about the gift of financial security. Plus, as a KLZ listener, Andy will give you his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. These CDs give the gift of knowledge by teaching you and your loved ones everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce them to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. With this valuable bundle, you can skip the long lines at the mall and help your loved ones start on their way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins. Call Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 for your gift bundle today.
All right. Grandma's handyman. Now, I don't know if they darn socks, Dan. I doubt it.
I don't think so.
But they can fix pretty much anything else you want.
Right. They could fix the part of the floor that's causing your socks to have holes.
True.
They can do
a lot of that. Yes. Or like out in my garage this weekend, they put in automatic, you know, one of those switches that comes on, the motion sensor switches for the garage.
Oh, yeah, they could definitely do that.
They can do that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Which, by the way, best thing I've done
yet.
You
like that?
It's going to be great 2018 just because of that. I walk out in the garage, whoa, lights come on.
So did you get the angelic music playing, though?
No.
Okay, you got to work
They can do that as well.
You got to have that.
So Grandma's Handyman, anything you need done around the house, things too small for a contractor, like putting in a switch, 303-693-3003, grandmashandyman.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
For the past 13 years, Grandma's Handyman Service has been helping Coloradan seniors do all the little jobs that need to get done. Grandma's Handyman has always been in the business of helping seniors just like you. We even still offer a 10% senior discount on labor off our already affordable prices. Don't leave your projects undone for another day. Grandma's Handyman is here to help you. Call to set up an appointment at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. 3003 or find us online at grandmashandyman.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George doing Facebook Live, facebook.com/Rush to Reason. All right, tips, Dan, to look after your husband. You ready?
Yes, fire away.
All right, hang on. I got to expand this. This is a newspaper clipping that actually somebody must have sent to Walt, that Walt sent to me. So my good friend Walt. Tips to look after your husband. Are you ready?
Yep.
Have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal on time. This is a way of letting him know that you've been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospects of a good meal are part of the warm welcome needed.
Totally agree with this one.
Are you taking notes, Cassie?
Oh, I am. Yep.
Okay, take
writing
some notes.
Them all down.
Or even just even in today, I know this is written back in the 1950s, but even today, have dinner plans ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if not cooking at home, or okay, hey, meet me here, or we're going out there, or whatever. That's great.
Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you will be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. He's just been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting. His boring day may need it, or may need a lift.
And that was the traditional use of the word gay.
Yes, yes. But in today's sense, he might be a little gay. You just never know.
You never know. He could be identifying that way.
Hopefully not, but you never know. Clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives, gathering up school books, toys, paper, and so on. By Jenna Ellis. Okay. Then she's going to call us a little later. Thank you,
okay,
Jenna.
Cool.
We'll look forward to it. 5 o'clock. Yep, in that hour. Okay, perfect. Have fun. Thank you. Then, so I pick up the paper, et cetera. Then run a dust cloth, Dan, over the tables. Cassie, I should say. Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift, too.
It's a good one.
How many women run around doing this today? I do before our company comes, but I'm not the wife. But that's what this is what I do.
Well, Terry doesn't need to because she has you.
This is actually what I do every Saturday and Sunday morning. Actually, I do it every morning. I run around, make sure everything in the kitchen's all straightened up, cleaned up, ready to go, put away. And then when my wife walks out, wah! Pretty much.
The angelic choir is singing once again.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of on the weekend mornings, I get her coffee ready, get all that done, handled, make it to her, take it to her back in the bathroom so that she's getting ready. Everything's done, dialed in. Make her a little fresh drink in the morning in her little Hydro Flask that we both use, and life is good.
Now, I do that too. I have coffee ready for my wife every day. Every day she has coffee ready because there's a lot of times I leave really, really early.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's all ready for her by her bedside, so she's all set. Yeah,
piece of cake.
Wow.
Impressive.
Some stellar men I am in the company with. Wow.
You never knew this, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you
did. But I'm impressed.
Next, prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces if they're small. Comb their hair, and if necessary, change their clothes. They're little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. Little treasures.
Little treasures.
Not sure I would call every kid a little treasure, but just saying. In this article, that's what they're called. Maybe back then they were. Today, some of them can be little zombies.
And they look like it.
Holy terrors.
Yes, exactly.
And they can definitely play the part. Minimize all noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, dishwasher, or vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Be happy to see him. Greet him with a warm smile and be glad to see him.
Yeah, that's what I like. When I get home, you know, Mikey's got my pipe and slippers there ready for me.
You're all ready to roll. Yeah.
No, I had to be my newspaper.
Yeah, that's here great. You go. Here, Dad. Some don'ts. Don't greet him with problems or complaints.
Amen.
Don't complain if he's late for dinner. Count this as minor compared with what he might have gone through that day.
You just wait 30 seconds. You'll wait a minute or something.
Even five.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Before you lay it all on
him. 5 minutes would be great. Yeah, exactly.
Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or suggest he lie down in the bedroom. Yeah, right. Okay. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soft, soothing, and pleasant voice, Dan, and allow him to relax and unwind.
Yeah, I think this one's the most important one. Because I'd love to come home and, okay, take your shoes off for you.
Yeah, first of all, you're going to... Who died? What happened? Are they repoing the house? What, you know, what's happening here today that I'm actually getting my shoes taken off? Something bad has happened, or this would
really
not be
bad.
Going on.
It really is Armageddon, the end of the world.
Yeah, something's happening. Yeah, when's Christ coming? Because this is a problem right now.
That'll happen just before the rapture. Okay, take your shoes off.
Off we go. Poof. Listen to him. You may have a few things to tell him. But the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Now, with what I do for a daily job, typically speaking, I don't talk much at home in the evenings.
No, I don't either.
And even Sundays. I'm typically kind of like, I've talked enough. I don't really talk much more.
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way.
Here's the next to last one. Ready? Make the evening his, Dan. Cassie. Never complain if he does not take you out to dinner or to other places of entertainment. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure, his need to come home and just relax.
Yes, so this may be the most important one.
Make the evening his.
The evening his by taking off his shoes.
As no woman said ever.
Well...
Maybe back then.
Not in the last,
not in the last 50 years,
yeah.
Anyways. Not since 1950. My wife says, that's me every day.
I'm never going to argue with Terry. I totally agree.
Well, I don't know that she's ever asked to take my shoes off, Dan. Just saying. Now, in her defense, I'm usually doing other things, so I really don't want my shoes off because I got other things to take care of. The goal, by the way, try to make your home a place of peace and order, where your husband can renew himself in body and in spirit, Dan. Every night. Cassie, did you learn anything with all of this?
I feel like I've learned a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, well, number one takeaway from this is none of this works anymore. It doesn't happen. This was 1950. not 2018. First of all, in most places today, not all, but in a lot of families today, both people work and both parties should be doing this to one another on a daily basis to make life as easy as possible for both.
Can't we just live in this fantasy world for another 30 seconds or so? I mean, you're kind of like hitting us like we just walked in the door and now you're laying all the world's problems on us. Let's just live in this, bask in this moment.
It would be nice to be like this, but that's just not reality in today's world.
Not at all.
Tips to look after your husband.
See, I think you're doing really, really well if you come home and your wife hands you the remote.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you like when you come home at night, by the way? Just a side note. Let's be real. What do you like?
Oh, I like to at least have it planned out. What are we going to do for supper? The last thing I want to do when we get home is we don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me any.
So I just, well, no, not with the kids, and then we got this.
I don't have any kids at home anymore, so that's not a big deal for me.
So to me, it's just kind of like, you know.
You can lay a piece of bologna on me, and I'm fine. I don't really care. I mean, literally, I'm easy keep anymore. I don't really care.
Well, for me, because of all the different schedules and stuff I keep, it's very rarely I come home at that time. So when we do, when we have that time together, I kind of like it structured so we know what we're doing, because otherwise the night can get away and then you never did anything. And so I just kind of like it laid out.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, every one of you out there probably has different ideas on how this should or shouldn't work, but I'm pretty spoiled. I mean, I was telling Cassie earlier that my wife, as long as I've known her, been married to her, I don't think there's ever been one time, even when she's deathly ill, that she's ever walked out of the bedroom in the morning, not done up, makeup, hair fixed, the whole nine yards, not one time ever. My wife does not wear sweatpants. She's taught my daughters the same thing, that, you know, always look as nice as you possibly can, not just for your husband, but for the world, in case you got to run down the street and pick something up. And never would she ever walk into King Soopers, no hair done, no makeup done, wearing sweatpants. My wife would never do that.
No, mine either. Mine is a lot like yours in that respect, too, is that it doesn't matter what time I come home or whatever, she's always looking good and made up for me. She looks great.
Yeah. Little tip, by the way, ladies. Do we like that part, men?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
What else? By the way, Cassie's resolution for this year was to quit twirling her hair, which she's already doing.
Yeah, well, it's too late.
So that lasted like 30 seconds.
It's just so deep in thought with all this new information. So,
well, men like, let's just put it this way. There's no secrets here. Well, there might be to the left. This might be a secret to the left, actually. Men are sight-oriented. We're visual creatures. Well, we like looking at things.
John, that would make us different than women, then.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Yeah, because they're emotional.
Right.
They're driven off of emotions. We're driven off of sight. That's why we like nice-looking cars, nice-looking homes, nice-looking women.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not going to beat around the bush here, folks. This is what guys, men, like.
Well, you know, you see some of these gals, and I'll just be honest, you see some of these gals that, you know, they've been married for a while, and they look like...
They look like they've been married a while.
Yeah, they look terrible, and they wonder why their husbands have lost interest, because you're right, John, we are sight-driven. Mm-hmm. You may not like it. It may offend some people. Some people may be disgusted by that.
Well, but then the truth hurts.
That's the truth.
The truth hurts, because the atypical man, I realize there are some that are not atypical, but the atypical man is sight-oriented. We like visual things. We're visually stimulated, right?
Well, right. I mean, and I tell my wife this too, you can't spend too much on making yourself look good.
Good point.
Always, no matter what, where we've been at financially, I've always given her carte blanche, take care of yourself.
Okay, well said. Anyways, these are things that, by the way, and I mean this sincerely, the left does not understand. Because, not trying to poke fun, but I just poke the bear. Why not? Would you like to come home to Elizabeth Warren at night?
No, God, no.
Or any other Democrat woman that you know?
No. How about Kankles? No.
Oh, no. I mean, there's not too many, and I think I can say this fairly safe. There's not too many attractive Democrat women. I think there's been studies done on this to, you know, actually compare Democrat women versus conservative women, and there's a stark difference between one and the other.
Enormous.
And if you don't believe me, just Google any one of what I've just said. Now, there are those exceptions like movie stars and so on, and I get that, but they live in a whole other world. They're delusional. You can't count them.
They don't count.
No, they're the oxy, you know, they okay, take
so,
them out
so
of the picture.
So look at a conservative activist woman in general versus a liberal activist woman in general.
You'll see a huge difference.
Night and day.
Yeah.
Night and day. First of all, the conservative woman at least knows where her razor is.
True, Dan. No, good point. You're right. Or knows the man that's going to shave her legs for her. What was that guy's name?
Yeah, that, the owner of the Panthers, right?
You know, what was that dude's name?
Carolina Panthers? What is his name? Yeah, can I?
Another one owner.
Can I shave, your legs?
What a
That's just wrong.
Weirdo.
That is Anyways, so wrong.
One of the two, either they own a razor or know that guy. Yeah. One of the two. I can't believe I just said that. Oh, wow. What a 2018 this is going to be. We're starting off just poof, with a bang, aren't we?
Pretty much.
Bada boom, bada bang. Here we go.
Bada boom, bada bang.
Okay, we'll come back, talk about other things. I got some habits of highly productive people that we'll get into. Shall we do that?
I need this for 2018.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
I want to be very productive in 2018.
All right, Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you're a vet without a VA loan, Brian Murphy can help you. There are many, many programs for you vets that you can take advantage of, and I would highly suggest that you do so. Everything from low money down loans to, in some cases, no money down loans. There's lots of things that he can help you with as a vet. Call him today, 303-500-1900 when you do tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
If you are a Colorado veteran and you are not in a VA mortgage, you've probably been lied to. If you're a veteran and not in a VA mortgage, 99% guaranteed, you're paying too high a rate, throwing away thousands of dollars a year to a bank that will never tell you they're taking you for a ride. As a vet, you're entitled to use a VA loan over and over again. You should be paying zero in mortgage insurance, and you can take out 100% of the value of your home for paying off credit cards. Your bank is never going to tell you how much you're throwing away, but I will. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only mortgage team that has helped hundreds of veterans to drop their mortgage insurance, save thousands, lowering their payments, and pay off high-interest credit cards. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much we can save you. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, and they would love to respect your car and your wallet all at the same time and give you the respect you deserve as well. That's Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, 303-841-1071. Go visit them today. Have them take care of your vehicle with full bumper-to-bumper service. And when you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention, so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, host Dan Muir. Cassie George doing Facebook Live. Facebook.com/Rush to Reason is our Facebook page, and we would encourage you to go there, like our page, and comment as you want to.
So, Cassie, I'm not wearing a hat today, so is the glare from my bald spot, you know, blocking the camera? Is it just...
No, it looked like the sun was in your eyes.
Oh, no. No, no, it's just my head.
Kind of only isn't mine if I go...
You know, as a woman, I just want to make sure you guys are comfortable here.
Oh, that we're well cared for, Dan.
Well cared for. Yep. I didn't take your shoes off when you came in, but...
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, nor would you want to.
No, you really don't. No, and nobody else in the studio wants you to.
Yeah, nobody wants that then.
No.
Yeah.
Not so much.
All right, 9 habits of productive people. So let's do this. First of all, before we get into the list, this is on Forbes, but Forbes.com, and Cassie's got the notes here. We'll put this on our Facebook Live page. What are some things, Dan, you do to be more productive? Let's just start there. I'll ask you and Cassie both.
Things I do to be more productive. John, you hit me. I wasn't expecting this. Things I do to be more productive.
It's because we're a very impromptu show.
Yes, we are. So what do I do to be more productive is, you know, I do that. I do that to be more productive.
I lost you there. You do what?
Well, I right now, one of the things I'm doing is I'm not wasting time.
Okay.
So I don't, even all week, I worked all weekend. I wasn't on social media at all. You know, the first I looked at it really was when I got here.
It can be a huge time waster.
I checked it out, but I really wasn't on. I did a post on New Year's Eve. It didn't really work. Facebook, they used up all the data. I mean, you know how you get in an area and everybody's posting at the same time, so it didn't work. But really, I stayed off of social media. And that's one of the things I'm really trying to do this year is not do so much of that. Except for the show. When we're on the show, that's different.
That's me. But that's pretty much me all the time.
Yeah,
because you don't see me post a whole lot of anything unless it's show related.
And right now, where I'm at in my life, if it's not making money, I'm really not doing it.
And or interested.
Or interested. So I've really got to, we really got to build up the bank accounts. There's lots of things we need to do this year, and I can't do that if I'm running off to this thing or doing that thing. And now there'll be some times. Yeah, you got to have some downtime. But there was a point in my life where I was scheduling myself with all this other stuff.
Okay.
Then it was sucking up my time. So time management for me is probably the big thing this year.
It's always a big deal, by the way, for most people. Cassie?
Okay. Yeah. There are things that I have made non-negotiable to do. Like, you kind of categorize things. So I have some things that are just non-negotiable that I do every day, which is usually working out and reading my Bible. And, you have making my bed. I don't like to leave my bed unmade ever. So I think being productive is, just prioritizing certain things, and I like to do that.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Okay, so let's get right into it. 9 habits of productive people. It doesn't matter doesn't matter what you do or where you work. Everyone is looking for ways to be more productive on the job, frankly, and should just say in life in general. But excessive amounts of caffeine and list making won't get you any closer to reaching peak productivity levels today. So why are we all so obsessed with productivity? It's probably because in this digital age, staying on task and avoiding distractions is hard to accomplish than your actual work. Not to mention the feeling of a productive workday is somewhat euphoric. This search for by the way, this has to be written by a man. It is, because most women would not say it's euphoric, because we men get, again, back to the male versus females. We men get our feelings of appreciation by the amount of work that we get accomplished.
That is so true. I was talking to a lady, and that was a huge difference between men and women. She was wanting to retire and all this kind of stuff. I'm sitting here going, but I know people that, especially guys, that they've made their money, whatever, but they just keep working.
That's so right. They're not going to stop. That's exactly right. So the search for a more productive workday has led to a certain misconception about what productivity really is. And it's not a lot more. It's not more checking off lists. It's not more than checking tasks off of your to-do list. Truly productive people aren't focused on doing more things. This is actually the opposite of productivity. If you really want to be productive, you've got to make a point to do fewer things. To find out the secret to more productive workday, I spoke with project manager, productivity expert Tony Wong. He provided me with some excellent insight into what he and other like-minded individuals do during their work week. By the way, this author is Alia Posen. I'll make sure I'm saying that right. He is a author here on Forbes.com. So, number one, put these habits into play. Number one, cut your to-do list in half. Getting things done during your workday shouldn't mean fitting in doing as much as possible in the sanctioned 8 hours or 10 hours that you work. Do you really need those 30 tasks on your to-do list? Take a less is more approach to your to-do list by only focusing on accomplishing things that matter. Agree?
Great advice.
I think kind of this goes back to your point a moment ago, Dan, of do the things that really matter, not the things that don't. And I know for me personally, that's one of the things that I've really focused on the past several years I've focused on is only do things that really matter. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do things that you don't – how do I want to say this? There are fun things that you're going to want to do that you're just going to want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you still have to do those things or your life becomes tedious.
Yeah, so you're – there are things that you're going to want to do regardless. And some of you, those may be things that are fun and enjoyable. And if that's the case, great. So be it. But just realize those are not part of your quote-unquote productive things.
Correct. Well, let's say you're wondering why you're not being more productive at let's say you're an independent contractor like me or whatever. You're not being productive at that. Maybe you shouldn't go to a movie every day.
Good point.
You know, maybe once a month you go to the movie.
Good point.
You know, those kinds of things.
Good point.
So we're not saying don't go to movies. We're not saying don't do
fun things.
No,
do them when it's appropriate.
Exactly.
Take more breaks. Number two, the ache in your brain after several long hours of work should be your signal to take a break. Since your brain has used up its glucose, give yourself a moment to refresh by going for a walk, grabbing lunch or a snack, or just meditating. You'll come back recharged and ready to achieve greater efficiency. This is sort of like for me in Newcom. Literally, it is. I mean, it's for me, Newcom, the latter half of the year, really has become part of the routine. Now, do I get it in every single day? No, but I at least get it in 2 to 3 times a week. And has it helped? I think you guys can attest to the fact that it has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It helps. It keeps you focused and really on task. And in a way, it's a rejuvenation of your brain.
Yeah, well, like for me, you know, all the driving and things that I do, it's really important for me to stop, pull over, take a short nap.
Yes.
Or get out
yes.
and walk.
Yes.
You know, those kinds of things, refresh, recharge, yep. and keep moving.
Fully agree. Yep. Number three, follow the 80-20 rule. Only 20% of what you do each day produces 80% of your results. So eliminate the things that don't matter during your workday. They have a minimal effect on your overall productivity. For example, break your next project down into steps and systematically remove the tasks or remove tasks until you end up with the 20% that get the 80% of the results. Now, what I would also tell people, this is not in the article, I don't believe. No, it is not. One of the things that I would also do, if it were me, and again, this depends on your position and whether you can do this or not, but most people can. I'm a big delegator. Anybody around this neck of the woods or anybody that knows me at all knows that I am a macro manager, not a micromanager. I do not micromanage anything. I am a macro manager and the first to hand something off that I don't feel like I need to do and somebody else can do for me. And I hand it off. Now, when I hand it off, I'm not the type that's going to sit over the top of you and watch you do it once I've handed it off. What I expect is the results that I expected when I gave you the particular project or the task at hand.
Yeah, John, and this is exactly why you and President Trump are so successful, because that's exactly what he does. He's a macro manager.
Yeah, I am
and
not a micro.
That's also what's driving the left nuts.
Yeah, they hate that.
Because
he hands something off and really has nothing to do with it anymore.
Well, you know, that's what he's
there
done with our military. He's handed it off to our military. He's said,
go,
get
guys.
Rid of ISIS, and they've all but gotten rid of ISIS now.
And frankly, if I was president, that's exactly what I'd do. Here you go, guys. Have fun. What do you need? What do you need from me to get this done? Great. There's your resources. Go. Get out of here. See you. Bye. I don't want to see you again.
Because you can't. There's not enough hours in the day to micromanage everything. Not if you're going to be successful.
Not if you're going to be president of the United States. That's for sure.
But not only that, not if you're going to build something.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, build means family, business, you name it. You cannot be a micromanager. And I think that's part of the problem we've got with some of the generational issues we have going on. We kind of opened up and we're making fun of kids and raising kids and all those different things and the little bit we did about the wife and all that kind of stuff. The reality is there's a lot of parents out there that are micromanaging their family that need to stop micromanaging and macromanage, give some things off to the kids, check up on what they're doing, and realize that, yeah, there's going to be times they fail. Oh, well.
And that's good. That's a
such
learning
is life.
Experience.
That's right. And by the way, sometimes you're going to hand some things off to your employees. Guess what? They may fail as well. And you're going to have to come alongside, teach, train, explain, and hopefully give them a chance at doing it again. That's how it works.
No,
so
you're exactly
you've
right.
got to be, in my opinion, this goes with this 80-20 rule. You know, I want to get 100% of the things done, but I know that I don't have to do all 100% of them. I only have to do the few things that I have to be involved in to get us from A to B. So now, I say that, and yet I do this show every single day, but this is something I love doing. It's does not fit the norm of everything I'm talking about.
Well, no, and things like this, you can't just hand off to somebody
No, but
else.
A lot of things that go along the backside of this show, I don't do.
No, that's correct.
So, for example, the booking of the guests, producer Ann does all of that.
That's correct.
She handles all of it. I don't do any of that. She does the whole nine yards. Now, a lot of hosts would want to micromanage that and make sure that they're in charge of every single person that comes on air. That's not me. I don't do that. Now, if we need to make adjustments every now and then, that's why her and I had an hour conversation earlier today.
Well, sure. No, that's exactly right. I mean, there may be certain guests you want. There may be certain guests you don't want. Maybe certain formats, things like that. And yeah, you need to lay that out, but that's macro managing.
Yep.
You know, also at home, too, you know, there are things that your spouse does better than you. Don't try to do those things.
Leave them alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it be. Number four, real quick, use your morning to focus on yourself. It's a big productivity killer to start your mornings by checking your email and your calendar. This allows others to dictate what you accomplish. Start your day outright by ignoring your emails in the morning and getting in a good breakfast, reading the news, meditating, or working out. This will ensure that you've got the necessary fuel for a productive day. Yeah, that's very true as well.
I totally agree with that.
Get your morning routine down.
Yeah, even your text messages. Just turn this thing off when you get up.
Now, if you're a business owner and there's certain things in the morning you have to do to get yourself to a point where you can have that free time, great, so be it. fine. Do that. Get it out of the way. First, and I'm one that'll say, you know, if you need 15 minutes first thing in the morning to get that stuff done, great. But keep yourself timed that that's all it's going to be. It's not going to drag out into 45 or 50 or an hour.
It could suck up the whole morning.
On the same token, though, if you're doing three well, four takes care of itself. I think that's why there's some succession here, because if you're doing three well, four automatically happens anyways. All right, we'll come back to number five. Tackle your challenges or tackle your challenging tasks before lunch. Somebody else and I were talking about this earlier today, so we'll get into that in just 1 minute. Colorado Wellness Dentistry coming up next. And by the way, somebody that does really, really well at this, I think, because I've learned some things even from him, is Dr. Stephen Olson. He is really well at time management. Now, you would imagine as a dentist and having all these different things and patients and stuff going on, you'd have to be. Well, you know, believe it or not all of them are, but he is. He does really well at this stuff. So not only does he do well at that, but he does well at running a fantastic practice. And if you need any oral care done, I cannot think of anybody I would recommend more highly, I should say, than Colorado Wellness Dentistry. Find them at ColoradoWellnessDentistry.com. It's 303-953-4812, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lenap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lenap laser therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
John Rush selects only the best of the best auto repair shops to become Colorado Select members. He chose Extreme Auto and Larry's Auto as members of Colorado Select Auto Shops because he trusts Dennis Brewster and Jeff Kitty to improve the auto repair industry as a whole just by being themselves. Colorado Select shop owners help their customers by helping each other. An extremely unique perspective in the auto industry. You'd likely never see an auto shop loan a tool or offer helpful advice to another because they want to beat the competition, not help each other out. But the owners of Colorado Select member shops are different. Dennis and Jeff know each other and all of the Colorado Select shop owners personally. And Extreme Auto owns so many expensive tools, Dennis frequently loans them to Larry's. And Dennis doesn't hesitate to ask for help from Jeff when he runs into a tricky transmission problem. Take advantage of the combined expertise of the best mechanics in the business by choosing a Colorado Select member shop for your next vehicle repair. Select the best at Colorado Select.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560. You're simply the
best. Yeah, that's us, Dan.
We are.
Tina Turner says so.
Is she singing this to us?
I think so. She was big time back in the day, wasn't she?
Oh, she was.
Do you know who Tina Turner is, by the way, there, Cassie George?
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was a big hit.
She's into retro music.
She could sing, man. Tina can. Remember her in Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome? Yeah. Tina, sing it.
Tina can sing it in the Thunderdome.
In the Thunderdome. All right. That was a great, by the way, that was probably one of her best, Charlie, would you agree, one of her best, like, all-around acting things I think she probably ever did was Mad Max Thunderdome, wasn't it? I think Charlie said it's the only one, so that's probably why.
It would be the best.
But it would be the best anyways, right?
The only one I've done, so therefore
it's the best. It's the best. Are they going to ever ask us to be in a movie, Dan? You and I?
Yeah, one day. It's going to happen.
Is it happening?
It's going to happen.
But what's it going to be? Like,
what do you think I try to keep getting these movie guys on?
Like Spaceballs or something? Yeah.
Because they're going to need a scene where they're at talk radio and something happens.
They need us.
They need us.
I think so, too, Dan. Our day's coming. Trust me. That day will come. That leaf's going to turn over at some point in time. Just hope it's not all withered up by then. Anyways, number five. Tackle your challenging task before lunch. Knock out your most challenging work when your brain is fresh. If you have any busy work or meetings, save them for the afternoon. By scheduling your day this way, you'll be able to create a new and more productive way to manage your time. And by the way, if you're the boss and you really don't need to have it, just a side note, if you're a boss and you're the guy setting all the meetings, first thing you need to do is ask yourself, do I really need this meeting? Or do I need a one-on-one with a particular individual that I'd like to cover a particular topic in this meeting I'm going to suck everybody else into and waste, you know, an hour of each one of their times? Because if not, and all you need to do is have a one-on-one, have the one-on-one.
Just have the one-on-one.
And be done with it. It'll take you a tenth of the time to do a one-on-one than a meeting with everybody. Right?
Yeah. You know, but this also, too, you know, tackle your challenging task before lunch.
The hard stuff.
Now, when I set out the chore list for the kids, our kids do chores, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them, do the toughest stuff
first. Do the hard stuff first. Always, always, always. Yeah. Whatever's toughest, get it out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Because everything else seems like cakewalk after that.
Exactly.
And in some cases, it may take you longer to get that harder work. And by the way, I learned some of this time management stuff. When you're, you know, a technician on the line trying to get as many things out the door as you possibly can that day, you learn even as a technician on, you know, vehicle repairs and such, get the hard stuff done on the vehicle first. Everything else will roll along faster after the fact. So in other words, let's say you've got a vehicle coming in and you've got to do a clutch job and brakes. Well, in my world, the brakes were easy. The clutch job was always the toughest. So get it banged out first, then do the brakes after the fact.
Not only that, it's a lot easier on your brain, too.
Yeah. A
lot easier.
And as the day goes by, once you get to like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, your brain's starting to get a little more challenged. Why do you think it's so funny around here at 3 o'clock? Because we're zoned out by then. Our brains have been zapped. I mean, I'm being serious. That's why evening talk is much, much different than a morning talk show. We mean we are much lighter in the evenings than what we would typically be doing if you and I were on the mornings.
No question.
And it's just a natural way that things work. And those that have evening shows that are really serious, I'm sorry. All right, next. Number 6, improve your email etiquette. Email is a productivity killer and usually a distraction from tasks that actually matter. Don't fall into this productivity trap. For example, people often copy multiple people on emails to get it off their plate, but this is a sign of laziness and actually distracts everyone else by creating noise against the task that they're trying to accomplish. As a rule, if you receive an email where many people are CC'd, do everyone a favor by BCCing them on your reply. If your email chain goes beyond 2 replies, it's time to pick up the phone. Well said. I hate, absolutely hate, long email strings. If it gets that way, I'm just hitting the. I'm not even reading it. I'm deleting. I'm done. If it's past the initial one and people are just commenting back and forth, I do the same thing, by the way, in group texting. If you group text me, I'm reading the first one and I'm out after that. I'm done. I'm dead serious. Now, if it's something really, really important, you know, business wise or for us on the show or whatever, yeah, I'll keep that string going. But if it's just nonsense, count me out. I got better things to do. Sorry. And by the way, it kind of goes into this list of things that we're talking about. Those can be big time wasters. Right?
Oh, yeah. And especially on Facebook Messenger, when the people are sending me this stuff, pass this on to 15 of your friends.
No, I'm done. I'm never, deleting. That's
I
a delete.
Will never,
me neither.
Ever do that.
Don't even ask. I'm not going to put that on my friends, number one.
No matter
just
how
don't
much
even
I love you, yeah. No matter, I mean, I just.
And by the way, Christ isn't coming tomorrow if I hit delete. And I'm not going to hell tomorrow if I hit delete. Nothing's going to happen if I hit delete because I just hit delete.
I don't know, John. I just kind of hide them. I just.
Oh, I delete them. I'm done. I'm
totally with you.
I don't have time. Number 7, create a system. You probably developed a few productivity-ruining habits over the years. Manage your distracting ways by creating a system. For those of you who check your emails compulsively, plan a morning, afternoon, and evening time slot to manage your inbox. Otherwise, you'll get distracted from accomplishing more important goals throughout the day. And by the way, those of you that have like 10,000 emails, I don't know how you do it. I get nervous if I get like 15 or 20 in my inbox. I manage mine pretty well. Now, I am not this guy. My system is, as email comes in, I look at it. If it's something I need to respond to, I do it immediately. If not, it gets filed away and I'm done. That's how I manage email. I don't dink around with it. I'm not that guy. And I'm not somebody that has 10,000 plus emails in my inbox.
No, but you're also a guy that can't stand clutter.
No, including my inbox.
Yeah, and then your mind, that is clutter, huge clutter.
It is huge clutter. Real quick, stop confusing productivity with laziness. While no one likes admitting it, sheer laziness is the number one contributor to lost productivity. In fact, a number of so-called time-saving methods, take meetings and emails, for example, are actually just ways to get out of doing real work. Place your focus on doing the things that matter most as efficiently and effectively as possible. Number 9, stop multitasking. Stop trying to do 10 things at once. Changing tasks more than 10 times a day drops your IQ an average of 10 points. Get things done more effectively and efficiently by focusing on one task at a time and complete it and then move on to the next task. I think somebody actually commented on Facebook, Wes did, and said exactly the same thing, and I couldn't agree more. Get first things first. And by the way, there's an old saying. A pastor friend of mine taught me this years ago. I've kept it in the back of my mind at all times. First things first, always keep the main thing the main thing. Everything else is secondary. It's white noise. Keep the main thing, period. If it's not the main thing, don't do it. Don't think with it. Move on.
Now, that is great advice.
Always keep the main thing the main thing. So if the main thing, you know, if whatever you're looking at or talking about or doing or the sales guy that calls doesn't fit into the main thing, don't do it. Move on. Now, those of you that are people pleasers, that's hard for you to do. Those of you like me, it's not. You just say, move on. Sorry, I don't have time for this today. I got to move on.
That is hard for me. I'm so easily distracted by the next thing.
People pleasers do that.
That's me.
All right, Bristlecone Shooting Range coming up next. A great new sponsor to Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. I spoke about them this past Saturday and last week as well. If you want a fantastic place to go shooting, there's a full custom gun shop there. You can buy your guns, your ammo, get classes, you name it. It's all in one place.
Yeah, we went shooting there on Saturday, me and the boys. What a great, great time we had. And I'll tell you, the guys that are inside with you.
The rangers. The range officers.
Yeah, range officers. Man, are they knowledgeable and helpful. Great, great time.
Well, typically those guys are trained to do exactly what you just said. Yeah. And so they've got great staff, great people. Find them at Bristlecone Shooting. It's Bristle, BRISTLE, coneshooting.com. Find them there. You can actually join, become a member, do all your membership stuff there. And as well, if you're a member, reserve lanes and all of that ahead of time. 303-985-0989, Bristlecone Shooting. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yeah, the only gun that I don't like is the one I don't own.
That is a fact. No question about it.
So Bristlecone Shooting, I should have said this earlier, bristleconeshooting.com, the phone number 303-985-0989. So thank you very much for joining us, being a part of the Rush to Reason family. And if you go out there, and I will tell you, it's convenient enough that anyone in the metro area can get there. It's really not that big of a deal. You can be there in a matter of minutes anywhere inside the metro area. They are really just off of 6th Avenue and Union.
Yeah, even from Castle Rock, it only took us a half hour to get up there.
Not hard.
Not hard at all.
Really simple. For me, it's like 10 minutes away.
Yeah, but you're really close.
Really close. So I will be going out there in a very near future, enjoying myself. No lane charges, by the way, tonight. Because it's Tuesday. This isn't Monday.
Night.
It's Tuesday.
That's right.
It's ladies' night tonight. I should have mentioned that a moment ago. So, yeah, ladies' night tonight. Ladies shoot free. Now, that doesn't mean ammo, of course, but ladies shoot free. So go check it out, bristleconeshooting.com. And, yeah, I've highlighted them a little bit more today because they're brand new to Rush to Reason. But we'll have Jacqueline on more often. And, in fact, while I'm gone here in the near future, I think we'll have her on and even hang out with Dan for an hour
yes,
or so.
Will. Yep.
So it'll be a lot of fun. But great facility, by the way. If you've not been out there, go check it out. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you. All right, another full hour coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is John Rush, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, Dan Muir, and Cassie George doing Facebook Live. And if you missed this first hour at all, please catch it tonight in its entirety between 6 and 7. If it's close to 7 o'clock, have a fabulous evening. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.